X0130 today. Hey, good morning and welcome back. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We are warming up nicely here. Partly cloudy, 42 degrees. It is Monday, March 22nd. And as per usual with our Mondays and part of our Monday talk around, talking with Lisa Kunkel from the Chamber, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Bill.
Beautiful morning out there.
Oh, and it's gorgeous.
And that definitely helps with shoppers and getting people out here on Main Street.
Yeah,
we were talking about some of the events coming up throughout this summer. And you just rattled off a few just off the top of your head. This could be a good summer here.
It's going to be exciting. Everybody's thinking about getting out and enjoying this weather. And there's so much to do, from bike paths to the zoo to the swimming pools to golf. It's everything. There's so much to do. I'm just excited for summer to get here.
And I keep telling people, and you and I were talking, if you want to know what's going on at all here in the Twin Towns, go to that Chamber newsletter, because that's going to tell you pretty much everything as far as events and things happening. I don't know how you keep it all straight, but everybody kind of come into the Chamber to get their stuff publicized and promoted, and you do such a good job with that.
Well, Allison, my assistant at the Chamber, does most of that.
Okay.
She's very organized, and she does a great job. She's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Chamber and the role of the Chamber in the Twin Towns, too, because you guys are basically plugged into everything. If it goes on in Wapton and Breckenridge, you're going to be plugged into it.
We try. I like to say we're the Gladys Kravitz of the Twin Towns.
I love it.
That's what I call our ambassador group.
Well, let's talk a little bit about them too, because you said with the Chamber ambassadors, the group has grown considerably.
Right. So we, about a year ago, we had 14 ambassadors, and now we have 21. So it's a great group of people who just, we get together once a month and we visit about the things that are happening in town. Mm-hmm. We visit about businesses that are coming to town, businesses that are making changes or have moved, had new directors. And then we reach out to them and we go visit them. We do spotlights and find out about it. It's probably my favorite part of my job, is going in and finding out about these businesses that I really didn't know a lot about. So it's just a great way to showcase what's happening and get everybody connected on what's going on.
So how does one get to be a Chamber ambassador?
A Chamber ambassador, you just need to represent a business that is a Chamber member.
Okay.
And if you're interested, let me know. I'll get you an application and just join our group. It's so much fun.
How important is it to you to have that kind of input coming in from the ambassador? Because it seems like their outreach is large. I mean, that they know they've got information too. How important is that to you?
Well, now with 21 ambassadors, that's 21 people who belong to different organizations, different businesses, and are just able to keep us connected on so many levels.
Sure.
So the more diverse we are, the more that we find out about what's going on. And it's so interesting and so fun to meet with these people every month and go out and do spotlights. They also help with the Mix and Mingle. They set up our Mix and Mingle, which is in October every year. Do a great job like that. Just a great group of people.
It takes a village, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You certainly do. You certainly do have that going on at the Chamber. Lisa, always great to have you in here each and every Monday. I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to it. But listen, enjoy the weather. Okay, that's an order. And we'll talk again. We'll talk again next Monday, all right?
Thanks, Bill. Have a good week.
You bet. Lisa Kunkel, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. If you missed any part of this interview, this will be repurposed in podcast form on our website later on this afternoon at kbmwnews.com. The voice of the past.